to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 16th, 2016. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, I trust that all of you had a wonderful weekend and that you spent some pamper me time taking care of yourself, enjoying yourself, relaxing. Because, you know, when you are a businesswoman, a lot of the times you are a heavy multitasker and you're doing so many things, you forget to take care of yourself. So I want to remind all of you how important it is to take care of yourself, and I know just how important it is. I know that many of you have heard by now I had a urgency a few weeks ago. I was just literally sitting at my desk, and all of a sudden, I felt panicked. I felt very agitated. My heart started beating fast. I started feeling very ill in a matter of seconds. And I took my blood pressure, and behold, it was very, very high, 190 over 100. And of course, my husband got me to the hospital right away. By the time I got there, it was 236 over 102. So something was definitely going on, and I'm glad that I caught it. And my doctor tells me that I was in a pre-stroke mode, and I never felt it. But how about that? They say that high blood pressure in women is a silent killer. And it just brought to mind to me, and it made me understand very quick that I am not taking care of myself like I should have been, right? So I am on a health kick. I am on a lifetime change to change some things that's going to help me continue to fulfill my goals and be here on this side of the earth. And I want to encourage all of you as well that if you've never had your blood pressure checked, it's very, very important. If you aren't at least getting a annual physical, you definitely need to be doing so. Again, as I said before, as businesswomen, sometimes we can be such multitaskers that we are doing it to a detriment to our own selves and not taking care of ourselves. And so that's very, very important. And I share what happened to me because I want you guys to understand and know this thing is very, very real. You know, sometimes we hear a lot of people talk about the fact that they were sitting at a desk or they were just simply walking and just, you know, fell to the ground and they didn't understand what was going on with them. And I myself, you know, I hear all of the stories about how heart disease is a silent killer, how high blood pressure is a silent killer. And I heard it and I understood it and I understood the importance of it, but did I apply it to myself? Well, apparently I did not because I wasn't paying attention. And so how many of you that are listening to me today are not paying attention to your health, not looking at the little signs? Here's something that I discovered that my doctor shared with me. He said that about 30 days before a heart attack, you have signs that tell you that your body is getting ready to have a heart attack. But oftentimes, if you're not aware of what that is, then you just dismiss it as, you know, a common everyday ailment. But he talked about the fact that tiredness and weakness, right? Always tired, even when you wake up after you've had 8 hours of sleep. He talked about the fact of sometimes feeling like little palpitations in your heart or feeling anxiety or feeling stressed. All of those are symptoms possibly that something else is going on with you. So again, I want to encourage everyone to definitely, check your blood pressure. Make sure that you are heart healthy. Well, we've got a great show prepared for you today, and I want to make sure that all of you get your pens and your notepads ready right now. As you know, all during the month of May, we will be celebrating moms, and we're going to be giving you tips, resources, and ways to better manage your life and your business as a mom. And of course, who better to share all of that with us than our Women About Biz Mommy Balance coach and expert, Teresa Wright Johnson. She's going to be with us today later on in the show. And also, we have another featured guest on our show today. I'm excited to be introducing to you our customer service expert, Kel May, who is CEO of Bottom Line Customer Experience Management. And I'm excited because I have heard her passion about customer service. And you know, the things that she said just resonated with me so much. So I'm glad she's going to be on the show today. So if you think good old-fashioned customer service has been tossed to the wind, think again. It has everything to do with your bottom line. And of course, Kel is going to clear up a few things for us today. Also, don't forget, we've got our Spring Into Success training going on all this month. In week one, we talked about focusing with the end in mind. In week two, we had a powerful presentation on getting new clients and customers. And this week, in week three, we're going to be talking about all about smart marketing. So again, if you're a member of Women About Biz and you didn't sign up, you might still want to sign up because you can listen to the recordings. You can get some great information. Also included in our lineup today is five questions to help you take control in 2016 upcoming events at Women About Biz, and a powerful book talking about, you know, getting rid of your bananas. And it's an excellent book. Hopefully those of you who are longtime listeners, you're part of the book club on the show, make sure you get your copy at Amazon.com. I want to go ahead right now and get right into five take control questions. Again, I want to thank all of you who have been emailing me, and many of you have been sharing in-depth details about how surprised you are that you get different answers to these questions at different times of the month. So that is why it's so important to ask yourself these questions anytime and every time, okay, that you feel it necessary to help you move yourself to the next level, okay? Very, very important. So let's go ahead and start with question number one. Am I clear on my business goals this week? Okay, it's really a yes or no answer. And as I shared with another associate, you can't straddle the fence on this. Either you're clear on what you need to be doing this week or you're not clear. Number two, have I identified the task necessary to accomplish my goals? Well, this question has everything to do with the previous question. And of course, it is really going to help you answer that question in number one, if whether or not you're clear on your business goals, because if you have not outlined tasks, to-do items to support each and every goal that you're trying to accomplish, well, that's where the problem lies if your answer is no, I'm not clear, because clarity starts with you identifying what has to be done, right? Here's question number three. Am I being the leader of my business? Again, am I being the leader of my business? Well, that's very, very important. And it's, as you know, something that's close and dear to my heart. And the reason being is that leadership has everything to do with success. Okay. Oftentimes people list fear, they list not having enough money. And yes, those are reasons why people are not as successful in business. But at the end of the day, it really has to do with leadership. And if your leadership skills are not up to par, then guess what? You're going to have some issues with carrying out a lot of your goals, with seeing a lot of things happen, with delegating. So pay attention. Write out what skills you feel are necessary in order to be a leader in the type of business you are running. Here's number four. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Again, am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Oftentimes I find that when I'm talking to a lot of women and they're sharing with me that they're not getting results in their business, And they're thinking that there is some secret, that they're missing out on something that they're not implementing. Well, the big thing that they're not implementing is consistency. Okay, by now I'm sure you've learned that there really is no secret to running a business. It's a very methodical approach to business success. The challenge is always in the implementation. It's always in the consistency and doing things in a methodical way to where you can measure results. Because when you cannot measure, you cannot figure out how to improve it, how to make it better. Okay, and so those four things are vital to any small business owner. So I encourage all of you to just break it out, write down separately leads, opportunities, calls, and emails, and then ask yourself the question, what do I need to be doing to follow through on these four things? And lastly, number five, in the five take control questions for 2016, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? You know, this hits home for me more than anything, because what I find with women is that as women, we have a tendency to stray away from the numbers when we kind of know already that the numbers in our checking account don't necessarily reflect what it is that we want. And so we have a tendency to procrastinate and not really dig deep with those numbers. We also fail to do a cash flow analysis. And that's something that's very, very important and that we talk a lot about at Women About Biz. As a matter of fact, in our Spring Into Success training that we've been doing this month, we have been talking about and leading up to the cash flow. And we're going to be talking about how that really applies to marketing coming up this week. So again, for all of you who are members and for those of you who are not, get in there, join. You're going to learn a lot about the power of cash flow and how it has everything to do with generating leads, with customers, with your clients, everything. So, ladies, it's keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. Guess what? That's what it's all about on the journey of business, okay? Nothing is going to be perfect, but what we can do is we can become the best leaders, the best business owners that we possibly can be to take our business to the next level. For those of you that have just joined us, you're listening to Successful Woman Radio, and I'm Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to thank everybody for being here, and coming up very shortly, we're going to have a customer service expert, Kale May, who is going to tell it to us like it is about all things customer service. And don't forget, later on in the show today, we have our Mommy Balance coach, Teresa Wright Johnson, who again is going to be bringing some helpful tips and resources on being a mom and being in business. As you know, it is definitely a challenge at times, no matter how old your kid is. I've even had moms to tell me, hey, my kids are all grown and out of the house, and yet I still find myself putting them in priority and doing a lot of things for them, and it's interfering with my business. So guess what? No matter how old your kids are, you are a mom and you are in business. Guess what? You need Teresa's balance tips. Definitely so. It is 12:13 after the hour. And again, I want to thank everyone for being on Successful Woman Radio. And this is such a good time for you right now to go ahead and flash over on another line and share with someone that the show is on live on the air. If you have a pen in hand, again, the phone number to the show is 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. Bless the show, bless yourself, bless others. You know, let people know that the show is live on the air, and I have a lot of our online listeners chatting me. Thanks, all of you. Thanks, Julie out of New York. I see that you're live on the chat. Thank you so much. Cheryl, I see that you're on as well. Thank you. Thank you all for being on the show today on the chat side, listening from your smart device. And then all of you who have dialed in, I thank you also for the blessing. You know, we're celebrating 10 years of being on Blog Talk Radio this year. absolutely wonderful. And over the years, we've been able to reach thousands of people internationally. So I'm excited about that. So again, I want you guys to make sure as we're coming up on our first featured guest that you are taking some good notes, because I know that you're going to really get value out of the show today. I want to make sure that our first featured guest is live on the air with us. Kale, are you with us?
Good morning. Yes, good afternoon. Yes, I am here.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I want to just let our wonderful listeners know who you are, and then we'll go right into the interview. Customer service coach, motivational speaker, radio talk show host, and upcoming author, Kale May is founder of Bottom Line Customer Experience Management, where she teaches business owners, young adults, and yes, teens too, powerful customer service techniques that enhance the customer's experience, which is the best way for businesses to increase their bottom line. Known for her effective use of social media, her blab show, On Front Street with Kale May, streams every Wednesday at 3 p.m., and she broadcasts Mondays and Wednesdays on Periscope, giving tips on leadership, customer service, and entrepreneurial inspiration. And then she comes right back again on Fridays on Periscope with providing helpful information as well. Now, as a motivational speaker, Kale shares with others how to reinvent yourself through tragedy and why, knowing why, is important. And I like that, knowing your why. Very, very good. Well, Kale, welcome to Successful Woman Radio. I'm excited that you're on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Trina. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Oh, yes, definitely. So, and as I said before, when I first met you, and you talked about customer service so much with such passion, and I said, okay, this is definitely someone after my own business heart, because I am a customer service nut. You know, I even get upset. I have even stopped going to certain restaurants because I felt that their customer service was not up to par, even though the food may have been good, you know? So let's dig right in. So share with us just that, your passion for customer service and why you have such a passion.
Well, something that I realized once I started to really get into the customer service culture, thinking back over my life, I have really been interested in customer service since I was a teenager and never even realized that. I have stories that, you know, that one of my girlfriend's mother, who ended up getting a very good job, she worked at Subway as a manager, mm-hmm. ended up getting a very good job because of the great customer service that she had. Someone came in and offered her, you know, a better job at FedEx. And I always think about that, how she gave mm-hmm. the customer service. Had no idea who that person was. So I've always had that in every job that I've been on. I've always thought about that. You know, it's something when you're a salesperson. I've always been a salesperson. I always worked on commission. But mm-hmm, it's something mm-hmm. when you don't know the product, but you know how to take care of that customer. And that'll take mm-hmm. you a very long way while you're learning that product.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, I like the fact that you talked about you don't know who you're servicing. You don't know who people are and how it can change your whole life. You just don't.
I share that a lot when I'm just out being a consumer, not just, you know, not trying to get someone from my class, but I share that with young people when I see that they're not doing what they should be doing and their bosses mm-hmm. are not telling them or correcting them. That's the first thing I tell them. You have no idea who you are servicing when you're working at McDonald's, when you're working at Kroger's, when you're working at Publix. You have no idea who's coming through your line, who can offer you something so much better than what you already have. And you have mm-hmm. to be aware of it. Think about that.
So now, how did you transfer that passion into helping others?
The biggest thing, when I first started doing my first job, I was in the military, then I started mm-hmm. doing home care, whereas when you're taking care of patients, that's when you really learn about, you know, customer service, because not only are you taking care of that patient, you're taking care of their family members as well. So mm-hmm. that really helped me along the way a lot. But then when I began to sell fine jewelry, I've had the same customers for 8 to 10 years, and thinking about over the years why they continue to stay with me all of those years is because of the customer service that I, you know, that mm-hmm. I gave them. and making sure that I think about their birthdays, their family birthdays, their anniversary, work anniversaries, you know, their boss's birthdays and things like that. I would always keep all of that in a huge booklet that I had, and I would always call them and remind them of those dates that are coming up. And that's why they stayed with me. And anytime a sale came, you know, telling them what's on sale, and this would be great for your wife, this would be great for your son, this would be great for your daughter, or you for your boss for their anniversary. Just helping them, remind them of those special occasions that we sometimes forget when we're working so hard. So I took that over when I started working for a communication company. Like I said, I didn't know the product because I had a flip phone when most people had smartphones.
Okay.
So I didn't know the product, but I knew I did not want to stay as a salesperson. My goal was to be a manager within 1 year. So I knew I had to do something in order to still, even though I didn't know the product, to still have great sales.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I made sure that I gave good customer service. That can kind of go over when you don't know everything about the product, because you don't have to know everything about everything, but you have to know how to take care of that customer and know how to get that information for them. And
they don't mind
if you're giving them great customer service. So that's how I turned that in, and that's why I was so passionate about helping others. I mean, that has always been. I've always been a leader ever since I was a young girl. So I love, you know, helping people and placing people to be leaders in other businesses. And when I see someone has a degree and they're doing something that, you know, that maybe they shouldn't be doing with their degree that they have, I love encouraging them and pushing them to go further. You know, that's just so important. I love helping and supporting other people. That's just a passion of mine. It goes right with customer service, but also it shows that you're a leader and you help other people grow and become leaders in their industries as well.
I like that, and I especially like what you said about even if you don't know everything that you need to know about a product or a service or what have you, being extremely good in customer service will carry you over, and it goes a long way, and that is so absolutely true. You know, you talked about having someone that you know doing good customer service and being rewarded for it by later on getting hired by a bigger company. And I remember in high school, there was this young man. He looked very homely, you know. You know, the type that have their pants all the way up over, you know, all the way up to their chest almost. And a lot of kids picked on him, and he worked at McDonald's. And I remember I would go in there, and you know how kids make spoofy noises and sounds and call the person's name out, and they were always kid with this guy. But he was a very nice young man, and he worked at McDonald's probably for about 4 years, all the way through high school. Well, that young man now owns several McDonald's restaurants, okay? So I'm sure that the management saw a potential in him because of his customer service abilities. And I'm sure all of the kids now who have seen him in the magazine several times, I'm sure they're now looking and realizing that this young man made something of himself, that kid that they picked at.
Exactly. That's important, because he was, while they were busy picking at him, he was busy learning what he needed to learn in order to grow and know what, you know, I don't want to work at McDonald's all these years. I want to own a McDonald's. So I'm not paying attention to what they're saying. I'm paying attention to my job and how I can learn and grow on this job and own my own restaurant. That's what's
absolutely
important.
And I like the fact that in your bio, you talked about that you also teach teens about customer service, because that's what brought that up to my in my mind, is that wow, teens need customer service experience more than anybody. And you know, I tell you, I'm sure everybody can agree, a lot of the times you go to some of these fast food restaurants, you can only shake your head at the poor customer service that a lot of these teenagers provide.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that that's one of the new things that I'm doing now, is that's one of the things I started doing. I started reinventing myself and saying, what else can I do just besides taking my business and my training to small businesses? What else can I do? And that's help teenagers. So now I'm trying to partner with more fast food restaurants and grocery stores to help them, first of all, get their teams into customer service. And every company has some type of customer service that they're teaching. But if your leaders don't know how to correct you when they don't see that, then that's when the problem starts. So
yeah,
that's what we're trying to do, recognize, partner with them so that we can get a leadership class started, showing them not only how to take care of their customers, but how to be a leader within their organization. So when they begin to get promoted and go to the next step, they already know about leadership as well as management, and they will know how to be good leaders to their employees that are under them, because that's what's important. And that's how you begin to have good customer service, is because your leaders are there to teach you, not only just to manage you.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you know, out of all the business plans I have read, very few have a actual customer service portion of the business plans. Do you think that most small businesses miss the mark when it comes to giving good customer service?
Oh, my goodness. You know, we get so tied up into this is our business, this is our passion, you know, and we do things according to how we like them to be done. And that's something mm-hmm. else that I do is what we call a site visit. And it begins for the customer experience from the first time the customer rolls up in the parking lot till they leave the actual establishment. And we look at everything about that. And a lot of times when I go in and I look and I see that the person who owned the business has thought about what they like, and you forget to put yourself in the customer's shoes and say, what do my customer like? What mm-hmm. does my customer like? Is this the color that is better for them? Is the lighting better for them? You know, is my store displayed for that customer, or is it because I like the setup of the store? So, yes, they forget about the customer altogether. And one experience I did as a small business owner, a lot of times to save money, you know, we mm-hmm. have family and friends, and we mm-hmm. forget that we have a business. And we also have a responsibility of growing that person. So a
yes.
lot of times as business owners, we can't tell our family and friends, or we can't set them straight or on the narrow road that, you know, what they should do and what good customer service look like, what being a good leader looks like. We forget all about that because we're thinking about family and friends. And I'm saying to them, do you pay them?
Mm-hmm.
to come and work for you? It's no more family and friends at that time. You are a business owner. They are your employees, and you should be able to talk to them and tell them the things that's necessary for your business to flourish and so that they will grow and be successful in other businesses as well.
Oh, yeah,
so yes,
definitely.
We forget about that a lot. We really do, and that's why I started to doing my blabs, if you don't mind me saying right quick.
No.
That's
uh-uh.
why I started doing my blabs, because once I go in, and I do a lot of cold calling to get my clients, and
mm-hmm.
once I go in and I have the interview and I'm talking to them, a lot of them have left out customer service training out of their business plans, and they're saying, you know, I don't really have the money to train my employees because I've used this money for advertisement. So
mm-hmm.
that's why I started doing the Friday show on Periscope and the Wednesday show segment on Blab, is to show them you can utilize social media and take some of that money away from your advertisement and put that on your training, because I don't
mm-hmm.
care how much you advertise. If they come there and see these beautiful products you have, but you're treating them poorly, or your employees are treating them poorly, they're either going to return what they've purchased or they're not going to come back. So you still haven't, you know, gotten that customer like you think you have. And the best advertisement is word of mouth. So if
yes,
they come
absolutely.
In and get customer service, then they're going to continue to come because they're going to pass the word along. I think they
definitely.
Missed that mark spot.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think, you know, again, I think a lot of the times, Kale, that business women in particular, micro business women, have a tendency to not pay attention to customer service. Somehow they're thinking that they're missing the boat on something else. You know, it can't be this easy to provide good customer service. That just can't be it. But it has everything to do with being successful in business. Can you give us some advantages of practicing good customer service for micro business owners? And I say micro business owners because a lot of times I think it's home business owners, those who are in direct sales, and those who are, you know, still striving to move towards that six-figure income that really need to understand this.
Exactly. So just to give you an example, someone did a video the other day and put it on Facebook. She purchased some perfume from a small business owner,
mm-hmm.
and when she received it, the packaging was so beautiful, because she decided, I have to show other people how much this person how much work this person put in to, you know, for her product before she delivered it to someone, before she shipped it to them. It was, you know, the glitter and glam wrapping on the paper. It was the way the actual perfume was wrapped in the gift paper and how they tied the little bow on it and how they, you know, how you can use the little scissors to put the little cute little curls in there. And then they sent her a free sample. Well, most of the time in a free sample, they'll just put that in a little bag and just include it in there. Well, this person didn't do that. She actually used some of the little confetti that you can purchase with all kind of designs on it. And it had something about a kiss was the name of the perfume. I can't remember exactly what it was, but she put little kisses and hearts and things inside the little free sample package. I mean, all of that is so important when you're thinking about customer service, because this person has a high following who purchased it from her. She decided that I need to let all of my people know, 2,000 or 3,000 followers that she has, I need to let my people know how important this is, and they need to shop with this person. So not only did she get that word of mouth from that one person that she actually, you know, sold the merchandise to, but she actually was put in front of 3,000 other eyes on her business. That's word of mouth. That's advertisement right there that you don't have to pay for, so you can allocate that money somewhere else in customer service. Evidently, she knows in the customer service deal. That's why she took that extra time to do that. So that is so important. But also, as a micro business owner, we just forget again to put ourselves in the customer's place. We're so busy thinking about this is our business, but what is your business without customers? It's not about you, it's about the customer all the time.
So definitely so. And, you know, just think about the numbers on that, Kale, because if just 10 people who have, you know, 3,000 followers were to do that for an individual, that's 30,000 views that you didn't even know was happening. But 30,000 views, you're rewarded with that blessing because you took the time to provide above the board customer service to someone else. And so that's a great example, great example. When should a businesswoman talk with you about their customer service plan? Because I know that you help others with doing a customer service plan and learning how it can impact their bottom line. So when do they need to see you?
Anytime they begin to think about owning a business. That's the best time. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I've been in customer service. I've done this and I've done that, so I really don't need it. We all need including me.
Yes.
I do a lot of customer service because I have to be reminded and I have to keep myself up to date on what customers want. So we all need a refresher course at some times because we become complacent and we forget about what's important to the customer because we think about what we want. So we have to be reminded all the time to put ourselves in the customer's place. So if you're thinking about owning a business, that is the best time to at least take one of my virtual classes because it reminds you of the basics of customer service. And that's what I see as a consumer, not only as a coach, but as a consumer when I'm out shopping, that most people have forgotten about just the basic things to do in order to improve your customer service and the customer's experience. And they need to remember, customer service and customer experience is two totally different things. But they need to remember the basics of it anymore. And employees have gotten so far away from that, saying that, well, you know, they should already know that. Well, they should know that. But if you shop at any business, you realize that they have forgotten. They're chewing gum while they're talking to you. They're not giving you any eye contact. They're speaking to someone else, you know, at another register maybe, or you're trying to find someone to help you find something and they're running from you in the store. These are just the basic things of customer service. But I think one thing that they would get out of the course, out of the virtual course, is, well, two big things is knowing how to take care of your internal customer as well as your external customer.
Yes.
Which is so important
I like
because
that.
We forget about our internal customers. That is very important. And the next thing is teaching your people how to really be a servant leader, how to really, when you're as a business owner, to hire someone, not to fill a position, but actually hire someone to take care of your customers.
Yes.
And that's
that's
a servant leader, and understanding, make them understand that, or make sure they understand what a servant leader is. What is the, you know, what is the definition of a servant leader? And that's something that I have learned from Chick-fil-A. That is something they ask all of their employees when they get ready to interview. You know, do you know what a servant leader is? Because we want
to
take care of.
That's true, and you can tell the difference in Chick-fil-A, you know. You can tell the difference between them and other fast food restaurants, and they have teenagers working in their restaurant, but they're completely trained in customer service.
Exactly. They go through a training, but, again, they hire not only to fill a position, but they hire someone to take care of their customers.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely. Do you feel women are more sensitive to customer service issues?
Well, sometimes women can, we can be a little bit harder because we're kind of, you know, we're the ones that's territorial, whereas we think this is our business. We're the ones that really forget that it's all about the customer and it's not about us anymore. And, you know, me, think like that. Men think about money. What can I do to make this money? So if they see that they're not good in one area, they'll hire someone else to do that for them. Whereas women, we think we have to do it all. So we may not, even though we may not think that we're good in one area, we may not hire someone to take over that area. I may not, and you have to know, even in, if you're a salesperson, you have to know sometimes that is not your customer. In every sales job I've ever been on, I've had to give up a customer once or twice with any position I've had because, you know, sometimes personalities, attitudes just do not connect. And you have to know when to give that up because you're the face for the business. So it's not about you anymore and about you getting that sale and I don't want to give that sale to someone else. You got to do what's best for that business because you are the face of the business. And as women, we don't sometimes do that. We don't know how to do that because we think we have to do it all.
I agree with you definitely on that. Now, do you believe, and this is a biggie because this is what they used to teach, and I don't know if it's still taught, do you believe that the customer is always right regardless of the situation?
The customer is not always right, but they are always right because guess what? You need the customer. They don't need you. So you need to do everything you can, but now you also have to understand at the end of the day that you cannot satisfy everyone. So then you have to know when to do everything that you possibly can, leave it on the table, and allow that person to walk away. Because you have some people who are out there just to take advantage of a company and all of this, and some people you just cannot, and I've been that person before, that you just cannot satisfy. When I'm irritated about something, I'm irritated. I don't care what that out for me. Sometimes it's just never going to be enough. So the best thing they can do is just tell me how they can take care of me, the best that the company can take care of me, leave it on the table and leave it up to me to say either I want to do that or I don't want to do that. But the customer is not always right, but in our mind we have to know and say yes, they are always right because we need every customer we can in our business. That's the only reason we're in business, right? Because we have customers coming back.
Yeah, and so that respect, the respect and kind of like the honor that I thank you for being in my store or I thank you for buying my product or I'm not going to argue with you about how you're feeling because I respect the fact that you at least attempted to purchase something from, you know, we've got to have that, I guess, that humble feeling when it comes to the customers.
The hardest for people to do is to have empathy. I don't know why that is the hardest thing for people to do because most of the time when customers are coming in, they're irritated. It's really not at you. So take your feelings out of it. They're really talking to the business, and the business can really be at fault for whatever, you know, they're complaining about. So take your feelings out. Have that empathy for the customer and really, really listen to them because they really just want someone to listen to them, and we don't do that enough in customer service.
Oh, absolutely. For those of you that have just tuned in, and I see our call line is almost completely full, for those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to Successful Woman Radio. I'm Trina Newby, and we're speaking right now with Kale May, a customer service expert. And Kale is just giving some wise tips on customer service. And, you know, Kale, at this time, I want to ask you if you would just go ahead and share three customer service wisdom tips, I like to say, that every businesswoman should be having practice.
The first thing is, if you have employees, make sure you take care of your employees first. If you take care of your employees, they will take care of your customers. So it starts there first. I think the second thing would be, make sure that you always, when you're thinking about anything about your business, always put yourself in the customer's place. Mm-hmm. Find out and remember how you want to be treated when you go into a company and a business. And the third thing is, make sure you value your customers. Make sure they know that you value them. As a consumer, we work very hard for our money, and we want to go into not only small business but large businesses and know that they value us as customers. So always get back to the basics of, you know, greeting your customers genuinely with eye contact when they come into your business, and secondly, making sure you say, I appreciate your business, or thank you for shopping with us, or thank you for shopping with me at the end of any transaction. That's a
big one. I like that. I like that a lot. And I want to encourage all of you who are listening to Kale to understand just how important customer service really is and should be a part of your everyday business planning, your everyday operations. And if you don't have a customer service plan, that you greatly need to consider talking to Kale about incorporating not just what you think might be good customer service, but have an objective view and have someone else assist you with bringing you up to par with where you need to be in this 21st century with customer service. Kale, how can our listeners connect with you?
There's a couple of ways you can contact me. You can always call me at 404-731-1491. You can send me an email at bottomlinesecret@yahoo.com, or you can go to my website at kalemaythecustomerservicecoach.info. And I would love to help you.
Okay, and I'll make sure I get that up for our listeners to see. Kale, thank you so much for being on Successful Woman Radio, and it's just been such a privilege to have you on the show today. You definitely know your customer service, and I'm going to just ask you right now if you will come back on the show at some time this year.
Trina, I would love to, and don't let me leave without saying happy 10th anniversary. That is a long time ago.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm happy to be a part of it. So call me
anytime.
Oh,
wonderful. Thank you so much. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
We have just had Kale May, customer service expert, and she has been giving us some great information on her take on customer service. And I think she is, you know, right on point with her comments and feedback about customer service. And her three service wisdom tips were, number one, take care of employees first, because if you've taken care of them, then they're going to take care of your customers. Number two, always put yourself in the customer's place. That's a biggie right there. And then number three, make sure you value your customers. And she talked a lot about eye contact customers, which is so very, very important, making them feel welcome and warm. Well, now I'm just going to come right on into our next segment, which is our Moms, Business, and Balance. And I'm so excited about all this month. We've been talking about how important it is to balance yourself as a mom. And so, known as the Queen of Balance, our Women About Biz Mommy Balance Coach, Teresa Wright Johnson, is here to share her wisdom on being a mom and in business. Teresa, how are you today?
I'm great, Trina. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. We'll take it away.
Okay, ladies, this is Teresa Wright Johnson, your Mommy Biz Coach with Mommy Care Parent Support Services, and, of course, our Mommy Biz Expert here at Women About Biz. Just a little bit about me. I'm with Mommy Care Parent Support Services, and we believe that motherhood is almost like a business, not taking the nurturing part away, but we have so many hats to wear, and we need to know when we take what hat off and put the other hat on. Today we're going to talk about the topic of childhood behaviors, how to deal with them as a mom, and how to really work with your child and understand your child. Behaviors can take a lot of time, and as businesswomen, as mothers as well, we have to balance our time. So first things first, in regards to child behavior, one of the things that I would always refer my clients to is looking up and looking at ages and stages. Ages and stages, you can just Google it, ages and stages of childhood behavior. It'll tell you appropriate behaviors and reactions of children based on their age, whether it's infant to all the way up to 18, a teenager, adolescence. Look at that information, review it. Just like we study our business, remember I said motherhood's a business, we have to nurture our business. Of course we know we have to nurture our children. But sometimes we don't know all the facts or we don't know where to find them. This is a great way for you to understand what your child's development is, behavioral-wise and emotional-wise. So please look that up. Again, ages and stages, emotional development for children. And you can Google and you'll see several different charts everywhere. You can do this also for physical development for children as well, just a side note for you to know. Now, for instance, with a young child, we know that we have to redirect our children, right? With a young child, sometimes you hear people saying when kids are acting out or running around or a little, let's say, full of energy, overzealous, oh, that little boy is just bad, or he or she is into everything or anything. Let's think about, as parents, as mothers, how we could evaluate that differently or learn how to address it, rather. First, one of your key steps is going to be take time. Just like your business, you have to nurture your child and take time. Taking time may need time physically, like sitting down and working with your child sometimes. If they're old enough, a book. There are several books that you can talk to with your children or go to your local library, go online, and go over child behavior. And they don't even know you're going over it, especially when they're really young. They just understand the story. You can talk to your children about behavior and emotion through story. Some parents like videos. You can do the same thing. Google this information. You can just put in childhood behavior videos for children. Or Sesame Street Workshop has some great, great items. Right now I have a lot of Sesame Street Workshop items. If you're here in the Atlanta, Georgia area, please after this call feel free to visit me online and email me, which I'll give you that information later. But Sesame Street Workshop, your PBS, your local library, places you can go to get information and resources where you can engage, interact, and nurture your child. When you're nurturing your child, that means that you're taking time to listen and understand who they are. You'll be better equipped to deal with the behaviors they may have. Now, I know that terrible two, as some people say, or 5 or 6 years old, those ages can be quite difficult. As a mother, I've experienced that with my children and my bonus children. And sometimes, you know, the take time part is kind of hard because we react. So one of the things is don't react. Listen and observe. The more you listen and observe your child, the better you'll understand what he or she's needs are. Generally, children are looking for attention. And we call them, a lot of people say, oh, he's just trying to get attention. Well, the more attention you give them and the more they understand your procedures, your routines in your household, which is very important, having procedures and routines, the less you'll have to deal with behaviors. Redirect. I had one of my children, my personal children, I have to redirect that child constantly in regards to their behavior. So learn ways to redirect your child before they go into a temper tantrum, or if they're in one, learn how to redirect them. Talk to them. If they're old enough to talk, you know that there is a way to talk to them. If you cannot redirect, you cannot listen, you cannot talk to them, of course, as a parent, you come up with consequences. Every parent disciplines differently. Take some time to do research on your discipline strategies. Talk to your family, significant others, as well as child care providers and teachers about what you use for a discipline for your child or children. This sometimes is even easier if it's consistent throughout. So if you, for instance, do timeout, or you take away items, Or for me, I take away items, and also my daughter, one of my daughters is a little older, she gets things subtracted, like from her allowance. You might want to see if you have a co-parent or if you have a teacher, how do they also do things that are consistently the same so the child can learn throughout the span of their life as a child how discipline is being given to them. Discipline does not mean that you're doing anything physical or anyone is disciplining your child that way as well. Many times the word discipline comes over as a negative feeling, but it does not have to be. One of the things is practice. It takes practice, right, being in your business. I know it takes practice for me to speak. It takes practice for me to train. It takes practice for you to sell your products and your services to be the best parent you can be, because none of us are perfect. It takes practice. So get some parenting books if you like. Go online. There are plenty of free resources. There are even support groups. Talk to other family, friends, and neighbors, maybe coworkers. It depends on what's comfortable for you, but that's one of the best things. I know I'm in several women's groups for business, right? I do well at those women's groups. I do well networking, et cetera, but I do just as well at being a parent and being a mother because I have those support systems for myself as well. So there are mothers' groups, parenting groups, online and in person that you can take part in. The main thing is know that you're not the only one going through the terrible twos, those really active fives, and, hey, what about those preteen years and teenage years? Woo, everybody says those are hard. But there are resources out there. I'm here to help you. Here at Women About Biz, we have parent training and parent coaching available to you through me and also through Women About Biz and some of the resources we'll provide. Please join me next week if you get a chance on next Tuesday, and we'll have actually at 12 p.m. a free teleclass on Mommy Balance. We will not just talk about behaviors. We'll talk about how you balance being in business, how you balance time for yourself, and behaviors, everything you can think of in being a mom. The main thing I want to leave you guys with is this. Make sure to take time for yourself. Take breaks, just like you're taking time for your child. Sometimes it's not just the child that is going through the behavior or is having a temper tantrum. Sometimes we just need a break from everything, and we can come back and we're more refreshed dealing with our children. We're more capable of listening and giving praises. Remember that discipline and behaviors are not the only thing that matter to your children when they're acting up. Sometimes it's just that we need to praise them, give them, hey, you're doing good today, or mommy's listening to you. If you got a teenager, you might want to just take them to the movie one day and talk to them after the movie. Hey, they don't want to talk to their parents all the time. Now, there are concerns sometimes with more challenging behaviors. If you have a child that you're having major concerns with fighting at school, disrespect at home, redirecting isn't work, disciplining whatever your appropriate style is isn't working, talking to them, listening to them, any of those things aren't working, talk to your child's pediatrician or your child's mental health provider for a child, such as a psychiatrist or a therapist. Remember that children's mental health matters. Please know that this month of May is also Children's Mental Health Awareness Month, and if you would like to reach me for any free consult on children's mental health awareness or any mommy balance tips, to just reach out to me at Women About Biz. You'll be able to go down to the experts page or just reach out to me through my business at Mommy Care, and that's www.mommycareinc.com. Again, that's www.mommycareinc.com. Thank you so much for your time, Trina. And ladies, let me know if I need to help you or if you need any help, because as moms, it's really hard work, and we have to learn how to balance that just like we balance our business.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Teresa. Again, for those of you that are listening, that was Teresa Wright Johnson, our Women About Biz Mommy Balance Coach. And, of course, she's also CEO and president of her company. I believe that is Mommy Care, Inc., MommyCareinc.com. Check it out. She's got some great resources on there. And of course, if you are looking for a babysitter, if you're looking for a nanny, if you just need advice on how to even get started in looking, Teresa is the person you need to be talking to. Well, ladies, we're almost through with the show, but I do want to let you know some things that are coming up at Women About Biz. Coming up on Wednesday the 18th, and I think we may be rescheduling that, so stay tuned. But we have the Power of Follow-Up. I'm not quite sure, but we may be rescheduling that. And then, of course, coming up on Wednesday the 24th, we've got our Mummy Balance coach, Teresa Wright Johnson, who's going to be doing Mummy Biz Balance. And this is going to be a great teleclass. And again, it doesn't matter how old your child is, but you do need to consider, you know, how to work around it when you're a mom, when you're doing so much at home, you have so many activities going on, and yet you're still trying to effectively run your business. So Teresa's going to be talking about what a Mommy Biz Boss is, time management for mommy business owners, resources every Mommy Biz Boss needs to know, and how to still have more time for yourself. You know, ladies, one of the biggest things that I have discovered as I get older, and that is the most important things in life, the things that we will tend to cherish, is the information, the knowledge, the wisdom that we learn from others. And I have watched Teresa grow as a businesswoman for more than a decade, and her knowledge and her skill level and the resources that she has for moms is absolutely incredible. And so definitely, if you know someone else that needs help with balancing themselves as a mom, definitely send them to Teresa. Or if you yourself need to just talk about, hey, how can I more effectively run my business? Because I see so many moms who, you know, come to me or mention to me in conversation at networking events that they can hardly get out to a networking event or hardly do any sales for their business because their children's activities are always, you know, in the way. So again, I want to encourage all of you to check out Teresa at her website also, mommycareinc.com. Well, ladies, again, I want to remind you that, you know, we at Women About Biz, our whole goal is to empower you with tools and resources to succeed. If you have not become, at the very least, a free member, what are you waiting for? You know, come become a part of our family of business women. Join us. Go to Women About Biz, that's B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com, and then hold your mouse over join and select membership overview. You can read all about our various membership options. And then also, if you're interested in signing up for any of our teleclasses, our programs, then hover your mouse over events in the top right menu bar, and then select the program that you're interested in. We've got so much to offer you at Women About Biz, and we are so excited and feel so blessed that for 16 years, Women About Biz has been around to assist women, support women in starting, growing, and managing their businesses. Also, as we come to our anniversary for Successful Woman Radio, you're going to be hearing more. This is our 10th year with Blog Talk Radio, and we're so very, very excited to be celebrating our 10th year this year. Well, we've come to the end of the show, ladies. Make sure you mark your calendar for next Monday on the 23rd when I'll be back and I'll be reading an excerpt from our book of the month. You know, it's all about bananas, getting rid of your bananas, and that's the book that we'll be reading. And then, of course, our Mommy Balance expert, Teresa Wright Johnson, is going to be here again sharing some more great resources. So stay tuned. Mark your calendar for Monday, May 23rd. Okay. Take care, everybody. Have a productive and a beautiful week. Bye-bye.